T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Mowat on movies. John, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Kevin.
Yeah, you talked about the Dependable last week. You talked to the owner, and we talked to Brian Heslop, editor of Pittsburgh Magazine, yesterday, who went to the movies. He said the cars were physically distanced, and he reported a pleasant experience where you listen to the sound through your car speakers. So all in all, he gave it a thumbs up.
Yeah, it's practically touchless if you wanted to go ahead and do that. And it gave families a chance to get out of the house, to do something together, to be entertained. And really, Larry and Kevin, you know, what the movies and entertainment's all about, it's an opportunity for a couple hours out of a day to forget about.
John, your phone's cutting out. You're going to have to walk away from the microwave oven. Step away.
I don't know.
All right, we got you now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great opportunity to, you know, just to get away, and what movies do is gives you the ability to forget about what's happening in your life for 2 hours, kind of sink into something else, and this is a great time to do that.
And will, as people walk away and the theaters are closed right now, are people going to slowly walk away and forget about the theater industry as they change the way they watch movies?
You know, Kevin, that's the big question. And the executives at the movie theaters themselves and the production companies, they don't know. They don't know which direction this is going to take, if people are going to eventually work their way back into the theaters and feel comfortable sitting for a few hours, you know, surrounded by people, or, you know, is the trend going to be live streaming, you know, streaming right into people's devices with these multi-million dollar productions and hope to regain your money back? So it's a big question, but I can tell you they're working on both fronts. Movie companies, movie theater companies like Cinemark are working around the clock to figure out ways to sanitize the theaters, to get people to feel comfortable to go sit in there for a couple hours. But on the other hand, some of these production companies are doing the same thing, where they're sitting on product, billions of dollars of product that hasn't opened yet, and they're trying to figure out how to stream it directly to people. For instance, one of the companies, Warner Brothers, has a movie, and it's the Justice League. Now, Justice League came out 2 years ago, but it didn't do very well. Wasn't able to keep up with Marvel. The reason for that, and a lot of people think, is that they cut it up. Zack Snyder was the director, and he had like a 3.5-hour movie. They cut it down to 2 hours. Well, they're going to re-release it on HBO on a new streaming service. It starts on Wednesday. It's called HBO Max. If you purchase HBO Max for $15 a month, you get a copy of Zack Snyder's original Justice League movie that's 3.5 hours long. So they're kind of toggling to see where people are going to be willing to spend their money and what they're going to be able to do in the coming years. And guys, they're sitting on a ton of product.
Well, they did a survey about, even if they open theaters now, what would you do?
With movie theaters closed, Americans are watching a lot of pay-per-view, on-demand, and other small-screen programming. But what happens when the theaters reopen? Will you be ready to return? According to a new survey by Performance Research, 70% of respondents would rather watch newly released films at home. Concerns over health and safety played a role in the results, but many movie watchers just like the convenience. Only 13% of respondents said they would be more likely to go out to theaters. Jim Shenaby, CBS News.
13%, John. That's not very. Yeah. That's not very encouraging for the movie theater companies or necessarily the big movie and box office people that are expecting a big return.
And just like restaurants, movie theaters, they run just on a tight line. They need to get people in the theaters. They need them to purchase the concession stand products to survive. And if it's cut down to 50% or even 25% of the regular audience, it's just not going to be sustainable.
What are you going to watch this weekend?
Oh, man, I've watched everything under the sun, Larry. We're kind of on Schitt's Creek right now. I'm sort of going through that one again on Netflix. But
what about you, Kevin?
Well, I've seen some great movies this year because of your recommendations. I watched A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, Richard Jewell, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Uncut Gems, Larry. But my favorite, the one I would watch again, 1917, this Memorial weekend.
Yeah, that's the World War One drama that they took the camera and never made an edit. They just follow one camera through the entire movie. John, you remember seeing it and then telling us about it.
Yeah, it looks like a one-shot. Beautiful film. Yeah, that's a great time to watch that movie.
I'm going to say, and I wouldn't have recommended this, but I'm hearing such great things about Kevin Spacey's comedy, which is the number one movie on Netflix, and not only in America, around the world. It's his latest film.
That's crazy.
It's produced by Adam Sandler and stars not only Kevin, but Rob Schneider, too. So that's
Adam Sandler's busy this year again. My goodness.
Yeah, now what's the name of that?
He had that Uncut Gem thing out, which was a pretty decent movie. It was okay.
The Wrong Missy is the name of the movie, and it's about he texts a woman for a date, and it's the wrong woman shows up, and I guess a hijinks ensue from there. So that's your recommendation. The Wrong Missy is number one on Netflix worldwide. John Mowat on movies. Have a great weekend, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.